Some residents of Bentiu March to River Nam in Unity State's Rupkona County today to protest President Kiir's announcement on Saturday that dredging activities were suspended in the Sut wetlands until environmental and social impact assessments are carried out. Several video clips posted on a Facebook page by a group of activists that focus on rampant flooding in the state shows men, women and children singing songs and cutting down grass in the Nama River with pangas, slicers and hoes. The people then gather the cut grass and remove them from the river. Peter Guy Ball, who took part in the activity, says Bentiu residents want to dredge the river to ensure it's safe for travel and to control flooding, which he says has displaced many residents from their villages.
For us, that order is not good for us as a Bentiu community. That order is not possible to be because we are suffering as a community. All our animals, they are all died. Even the garden, no one can dig the garden. No food. Even now, Unity State Government is trying to give some little food to the community, but not enough.
Organizers of the campaign say today marks the first day of their mission to manually dredge the River Nam. They say it's a protest against President Kiir's decision to suspend dredging activities. The locals say the grass, among other things, in the river makes it impossible for water to flow downstream, causing flooding in many villages. They also say it blocks river transportation. Nyache Ding is another resident who participated in today's cleaning of the River Nam. Speaking in Arabic, she says people are frustrated by the government's lack of intervention on flooding.
So far, we are 2 years staying in Kilokamistasara in Bentiu. Our life here is not fine. We say once the river is cleaned, it can help us on many things. We will be able to drink clean water. Even it can make navigation easier, and even all the flood waters that have displaced us would find their way into the Nile.
Kou Kong, chairperson of the campaign, says today's exercise is a form of protest against the president's decision to suspend dredging activities.
People on the ground have felt a little bit displeased and disappointed from the president's statement. The statement that has been issued last week has brought down a lot of no hope to the people who are in the ground, especially the affected people by the flood in the state. So this statement failed to convince the people who are in the ground, since there is no assurance that when will the commencement of the scientific research start.
Kwong says the protest is a wake-up call to the people of Unity State to dredge the river themselves. He says there has been no intervention from the national government to address the challenges locals have faced as a result of flooding over the past 2 years.
In Unity State, as far this time, there is no movement. There's no local commission. Second thing, there are a lot of diseases. The third thing is like there is no agricultural means or practices. The fourth thing is that there is no shelter. And the fifth thing is that there is very greater deterioration of health. People cannot reach a proper health or a primary health.
Kwong says Unity State residents want the Kiir's administration to come up with a timeline of activities for dredging the river. Several parts of northern South Sudan experienced widespread flooding in recent years with no solutions offered by the government. According to the United Nations, around 1 million people in South Sudan were affected by flooding last year alone. For VOA News, I'm Wakil Simon Wudu in Juba.